Books on Tape presents Moneyball, The Art of Winning an Unfair Game, written by Michael Lewis, read by Scott Brick. Lately, in a wreck of a California ship, one of the passengers fastened a belt about him with 200 pounds of gold in it, with which he was found afterwards at the bottom. Now, as he was sinking, had he the gold, or the gold him? John Ruskin, Unto This Last. Preface. I wrote this book because I fell in love with the story. The story concerned a small group of undervalued professional baseball players and executives, many of whom had been rejected as unfit for the big leagues, who had turned themselves into one of the most successful franchises in Major League Baseball. But the idea for the book came well before I had good reason to write it. Before I had a story to fall in love with. It began really with an innocent question. How did one of the poorest teams in baseball, the Oakland Athletics, win so many games? For more than a decade, the people who run professional baseball have argued that the game was ceasing to be an athletic competition and becoming a financial one. The gap between rich and poor in baseball was far greater than in any other professional sport, and widening rapidly. At the opening of the 2002 season, the richest team, the New York Yankees, had a payroll of $140 million, while the two poorest teams, the Oakland A's and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, had payrolls of less than a third of that, about $40 million. A decade before, the highest payroll team, the New York Mets, had spent about $44 million on baseball players, and the lowest payroll team, the Cleveland Indians, a bit more than $8 million. The growing disparities meant that